Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 200 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. This is a milestone episode. And I'm really grateful to God that God has brought us this far. So we're going to be continuing our series on Exodus chapter 18. And it's going to be part 11. And I'm going to read from verse 21. Just to give some context. So he says, but select from all the people some capable, honest men who fear God and hate bribes. Appoint them as leaders over groups of 1,000, 100, 50, and 10. They should always be available to solve the people's made common disputes, but have them bring the major cases to you. Let the leaders decide the smaller matters themselves. They will help you carry the load, making the task easier for you. If you follow this advice, and if God commands you to do so, you'll be able to endure the pressures. And all these people will go home in peace. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So what's the principle I want us to discuss today? The principle I want us to discuss is verse 23. Again, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. If you follow this advice, that's one part. And if God commands you to do so, that's another part. And you'll be able to endure the pressures and all these people will go home in peace. So I love how this was broken down. If you follow this advice, and if God commands you to do so. The thing is, if you read through this scripture, Exodus 18, it has been all about Jethro giving advice to Moses. Jethro, as we know, is the father-in-law to Moses. He gave him advice. But the Bible says, if you follow this advice and if God commands you to do so. In other words, it means I've given you this advice, but this advice has to line up with the commandment of God before you start obeying it. What does this mean? This basically means, does the advice you're acting on line up with Scripture? This is one missing link for many people in the world we live in today. You see them, they literally go to Google or whatever, or they ask some friend for advice. And that friend or Google or whatever, or some thread on some social media, whatever thing, gives them advice. And then they just follow that advice. But the thing is, they literally don't take that extra step to say, wait, this advice from this social media element, does it really line up with Scripture? Yes, it may be counsel I've gotten from the world, but does it line up with the Word of God? Because again, it's not every advice, it's not every counsel that literally lines up with God's Word. It's not. It's literally not. So, again, I'm going to encourage you today, when you get advice from people, when you get recommendations from people, cross-check it with the Word of God. Be like the Berean Christians. They heard Paul speak, but they still went. They're like, huh, this is a man speaking. Let me go back and check Scripture just to make sure that what he's saying lines up with Scripture. I have no doubt that the Holy Spirit was upon Paul, right? But he still went back and checked. So the thing is, when you get advice, just check with God first before proceeding with that advice. Because again, some people, it's not even some people. Many people give advice based on their own experiences, which can be very limited. Based on their own knowledge, which can be very limited or just flat out wrong. So I'll just encourage you, go through that step. Although honestly, if you're making a decision, even before you start consulting man for advice, one of the best people you can go to for advice first is God. Consult with God first. The thing is, God is aware of all things. He created all things. So he's the one that can give you a nice way out of that situation. So So I'll encourage you again, don't just seek human advice, but also cross-check with the Word of God. Because the thing is, if human advice does not go in tandem with the Word of God, then you're going to land in some big trouble. Because the Bible says that God's foolishness is better than man's wisdom. So if God's foolishness is better than man's wisdom, how much more God's wisdom? Just something I want to keep in mind there. And then, if you look at verse 24, it says, you know, Moses listened to his father-in-law's advice and followed his suggestions. You know, he chose capable men from all over Israel and appointed them as leaders over the people. He put them in charge of groups of 1,000, 100, 50, and 10. These men were always available to solve the people's common disputes. They brought the major cases to Moses, but they took care of the smaller matters themselves, right? And then soon after this, Moses said goodbye to his father-in-law, who returned to his own land. So the final thing I want to discuss here, you know, although who knows, God may lead us in a different direction. But the final thing I want to discuss here is Moses got all this advice and he listened. He listened, right? There are many people these days, they get advice and they don't listen. We live in a headstrong world. Many people think, especially the youths and the young adults, the teenagers, the kids of these days, they feel they know like literally everything. They feel that they literally can do no wrong, right? So they don't listen. Again, I love this portion of scripture. It kind of encapsulates the message from this. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. I'm just going to paraphrase, you know, that, you know, says, standing in the ways, seek the old paths, right? So you're standing at the crossroads, seek the old paths, and you'll find rest for your souls. And the Bible says that those people said, we would not. So it's just kind of like people these days, young people these days, they get advice from old people, and they're like, this old person is some, they use one derogatory term or the other to describe those old people. But the thing is, at the end of the day, some of those old people actually have a lot of wisdom. They are well-versed in what has worked over time. And by just flagrantly disregarding their advice, you're actually setting yourself up for disaster. Kind of reminds me of the story of Rehoboam in the Bible. Rehoboam, he was the son of King Solomon. The, you know, kingdom was passed on to him intact and whole. But he asked for advice. The men that grew up with his, the men that advised his dad, which made him successful, gave him a certain piece of advice. He was like, no, I don't feel like obeying these. So he went and consulted the young men, right? So though, and I like the way the Bible was very clear about breaking it up into like the old men that were his dad's advisors versus the young men he grew up with. The young men he grew up with, he took their advice, right? He disregarded the old ancient paths. Said to go with the young man, and the kingdom was ripped apart from him. But literally, the kingdom was torn into two. So that's the thing. Like, the fact that you get advice does not necessarily mean you will follow it. To be honest with you, it's almost like if a person reads the word of God. It's almost like if a person reads scripture. When you read scripture, that's God advising you. That's God giving you advice. But what are you doing with that advice that you're getting? Again, it's not everyone that hears the word of God that necessarily does it. But again, if we go through the Bible in the New Testament, I believe, the Bible talks about the people that will be blessed. The people that are blessed are the people, I think it's in the book of James. I think probably James chapter 1. I know it's somewhere in the book of James, but you know, the Bible says that, you know, the person that's going to be blessed is the person that hears the word and is not a forgetful hearer, but also a doer of the word. The Bible says this person shall be blessed in all his deeds. So it's not just hearing the word. What are you doing with it? Are you actually following the advice of the word? Because again, it's in following that advice, that's where you get the blessing released. That's where you get the power in the word of God released in your situation. So I'll just encourage you, do God's will. Do God's word. Follow godly advice. Follow godly advice. Jethro's advice was godly, as you've seen from a lot of the parts we've had in this series. Jethro's advice was godly. So Moses following it, he was bound to be successful from following that piece of advice. So I'm just encouraging you today. Is there any godly advice that, you know, God has spoken to you, or he has spoken to you through his word, or he has spoken to you through a human being that you've just been flagrantly violating? Again, just be careful, because the Bible says that, I think in the book of Proverbs, I can't remember exactly what verse, but he says that a man that is repeatedly warned and, you know, basically makes no change, the Bible says the person will suddenly be destroyed without remedy. Suddenly. So it will happen out of the blue. Sudden destruction without remedy, right? Repeated warnings, just did not obey them, right? That's kind of the testimony of Saul, King Saul, the first king of Israel. You know, he was warned repeatedly, but just didn't seem to get the message. And then he ended up, you know, destroying his destiny and that of his kids. So I'll just encourage you today, follow God's advice. So in summary today, two major things. Number one, cross-check with God. Even if you get advice from a human being, cross-check with God's will. And then number two, follow godly advice. Don't be a person that just hears and literally does nothing with the advice that God has given you. And if you have not surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to give you an opportunity to do that today. Again, Jesus Christ has changed my life. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He cares about you. We were all born in a sinful state, but God sent his Son to die for us on the cross, to save us from all our sins. So if you want to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ today, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner. I need your forgiveness. Have mercy on me. Save my soul. Forgive me of all my sins. Cleanse me in your blood. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your sweet Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to honor you all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. For those that have, and Lord, I just pray for myself and everyone that's listening to this podcast. First, I pray for those that have surrendered their lives to you. I pray, Lord, that you please strengthen them. Give them the grace to obey your will. And give us the grace, Lord, to follow godly advice, to be humble in heart, not to be proud, to follow godly advice. And give us the grace, in spite of what we hear from the world, to make sure that we're lining up with your word, lining up with scripture. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So for those that just give their lives to Christ, congratulations, you're a child of God. There are three things you should do. Number one, you should listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website. It is titled The Five Basic Responsibilities of a Believer. It will tell you specific things you can do so you can grow in your walk with God. Number two, read the Bible. Find a translation you understand. Many people easily understand the New Living Translation. Read it. Do what it says. You'll see your life take a turn for the better. And then number three, find a Bible-believing church. Not a church. A Bible-believing church. Find a place where the true, pure, undiluted word of God is preached. Because there are many places that call themselves churches these days, and they preach things that are completely contrary to the will of God. You don't want to be in those places, right? They go with all these new age ideas that the world has invented. You don't want to be in those places, right? That's why when you go to church, cross-check with scripture what you have just been preached, you know, what has just been preached to you. Even as you listen to me, cross-check in scripture, confirm what has been preached to you. But again, I think I try my best to preach the word of God to you, but go ahead and check scripture. It's just always one wise thing to do. Okay, so thank you for listening to me today. By the grace of God, I will see you in episode 201. I just pray that you have a wonderful week. You have a blessed week. And the Lord strengthen you, keep you, and uphold you to the very end. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Shalom, and bye for now.